President Tehran, I'm Kanis Fatma.
And I'm Bardia Honarzar. A very warm welcome to the program. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has advised the United States and some European countries to stop meddling in Iran's internal affairs. Ayatollah Khamenei says the biased stances that some Western powers have adopted toward Iran's post-election events will backfire. He says Iranians remember Western countries' support for their enemy during 8 years of Iraq-Iran war. The leader asked those countries why they did not feel sympathetic toward Iranian people then. Ayatollah Khamenei once again insisted all post-election issues should be resolved through legal avenues. He urged all political parties and activists to refrain from stirring the sentiments of their rivals. The leader maintained that the temptations of what he described as international ill-wishers will prove futile if the nation and officials remain united. Ayatollah Khamenei believes the people of Iran are united and loyal to the Islamic establishment, despite their different tastes.
The head of Iran's Expediency Council has described post-election incidents in the country as complicated sedition by mysterious elements. Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani says the events have been aimed at fomenting discord amongst people and making them lose their trust in the Islamic system. He said national vigilance has always foiled such conspiracies. Rafsanjani praised the decision of the leader of the Islamic Revolution in extending the deadline of the Guardian Council to examine the candidates' complaints. He said the decision will be helpful in removing ambiguities. Rafsanjani called for the electoral watchdog's thorough and just examination of the complaints, as well as the candidates' cooperation.
Iran's intelligence minister Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ejei says the nation's enemies conspired several months before the June 12th presidential election to stir unrest in the country. Ejei has made those comments during an interview with Iran's state television. He refers to efforts to destabilize Iran following the June 12th presidential election. Ejei says the nation's enemies are upset with a secure and stable Iran. He adds several assassination attempts have also been foiled following the June 12th election. Ejei says before the election, the enemies sought to dissuade people from participating in the voting. Iran's intelligence minister also accuses U.S. and Israel of being behind all these plots.
Well, meanwhile, Iran's intelligence minister Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ejei says the British embassy was involved in the recent riots in Tehran. The announcement comes hours after 8 Iranian employees of the British embassy in Tehran were arrested. Ejei says some of those arrested have been released. Those arrested are accused of involvement in post-election incidents in the capital, Tehran. Earlier, Iran summoned the British ambassador over what it calls London's interference in the country's political affairs. Both sides have expelled diplomats in tit-for-tat moves. Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband has expressed concern about the detention of the British embassy staff in Tehran. He described the detention as harassment and unacceptable. Miliband said EU ministers have unanimously called for the immediate release of the staff.
Iran's deputy foreign minister, as well as a member of parliament, say Iran has no plans to close the British embassy in Tehran. They say the two British diplomats were asked to leave the country for security concerns.
Two diplomats, they have not done the compatible acts of the diplomatic behavior. And that was the reason we announced to the British embassy here, to these two diplomats, and we said that they should leave the country.
The two British diplomats were questioned about what they were doing in the demonstration. Responsibilities of a diplomat are clear. Iran's intelligence ministry banned them from attending the rallies for their own safety. If something had happened to them during the rallies, our system could have gone under question. In order to prevent this to happen, the two diplomats were asked to leave Iran, and hopefully they can return in future.
Iran's defeated presidential candidates have missed their last chance to follow through their complaints at the Guardian Council. Now, with a 5-day deadline over, the council is expected to present a report on alleged irregularities soon and call the announced election results